Brittany Marie.
Hey, Brittany Marie.
Has said, okay, so read the following from Wikipedia, which describes the design intent for the Raspberry Pi. So this is in relation to the Raspberry Pi killer
episode
we did, right?
Yeah, last week.
Exactly. And tell me if you still want to call the Odroid the Raspberry Pi killer. The Raspberry Pi is a series of small single-board computers developed in the United Kingdom by the Raspberry Pi Foundation to promote the teaching of basic computer science in schools in developing countries. I just find the term killer to be a poor choice, considering the Pi's target market and its immense user, developer, hobbyist community.
Sure.
Do you still think that that fits? Don't get me wrong. I love the Odroid, and I'll probably order one. But there's still a bunch of things that we would still be running on Pis in my house.
Oh, sure.
And,
absolutely.
And mine.
And the whole Raspberry Pi killer is a tongue-in-cheek comment, Brittany Marie. You know that's true. And really what it boils down to, I mean, it's the power, it's the strength of this thing. So if, you know, if you put David against Goliath, you expect Goliath is the one who's going to win, even though it didn't quite work out that way. But in this case, bad example.
So Raspberry Pi for the win.
Yeah. No, but okay, Raspberry Pi is a completely different market. I look at it this way. I want to build stuff. I want to tinker. I want to build things that do things. That's
right.
What the Raspberry Pi is to me. That's what being a maker is to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to develop. I want to be able to try new things. I want to be able to change my mind, go back, wipe it, and start over. So the Raspberry Pi does that and does it well. It's perfect for that educational, get your feet wet, all that. Okay. Now, when we as makers get to the point where the Raspberry Pi is no longer powerful enough, and it is behind the times. You have to admit, Brittany Marie, it is behind the times as far as technology goes, because they haven't built a new one in too long, and so the technology has shifted.
Right, like it doesn't do 4K, right?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it might, but the technology itself, as far as processing power, RAM, those kinds of things are far behind. The fact that it has a very, very slow USB 2 controller with SD card on that controller, it's very, very slow that way, mm-hmm. as far as throughput goes. But it's great for so many things. So don't get me wrong, the Pi is amazing, the Pi 3 especially. But if you get to that point, Brittany Marie, where it's no longer sufficient power-wise and strength-wise, and then it's time to bring in Goliath and say, you know, I want something that's got more power. I want something that's got more RAM. I want something that runs faster. I want something that does away with SD and switches to eMMC, mm-hmm. and has USB 3.0 and gigabit Ethernet. So,
right.
So Raspberry Pi killer? No, that's tongue-in-cheek, because the Raspberry Pi has its place. It's a very cheap SBC, and it definitely is good for a lot of stuff, and does a lot more than you'd ever expect it to do.
Yeah, I have two Raspberry Pis that I use. I have one at work that we use just specifically for playing music.
Oh yeah, Volumio.
Volumio, yeah. And then I have one at home that we use, the RetroPi. Like, just
cool.
We use it for retro gaming. Like,
yep.
And the thing is, I love them both so much.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a place for it.
Yeah. So.
But when I want to build something that has a RAID controller,
mm-hmm.
and is able to render 3D video out of Blender in a reasonable time and has 8 cores on its processors. Yeah.
Then.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're laying down,
uh-huh,
Robbie.
There are other SBCs that are like, I'm looking at the Fitlet 2, which we're going to be reviewing coming up, and it is so incredible. Like, the specs on it, I think it's got 16 gigs of RAM and a 64 gig M2, I believe it has. I mean, we're going to be reviewing this in the coming weeks. So, but there are some devices that are coming out that just blast past the Raspberry Pi 3, but they're different use cases,
mm-hmm.
absolutely different use cases.
Thank you very much for your comment.